globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
We travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno o poldan.
Ko študent uči le gre.
Sacúdete el temor y defiende a tu gente. Que tú eres clase obrera, bien consciente. Cambias la cara.
Lepo pozdravljeni v južni hemisferi. Slovenski študenti še zdaleč niso edini, ki z neodobravanjem spremljajo dogajanje na področju visokošolskega izobraževanja. Saj se protesti, povezani z visokimi šolninami, privatizacijo šolstva in nezadovoljstvom z izobraževalnimi sistemi pojavljajo širom po svetu. Še posebej glasni so čilenski študentje. Zato se danes selimo v južnoameriški Čile, kjer že približno 2 leti poteka največji študentski protest v zgodovini te države. Naš sogovornik bo vidnejši predstavnik študentskega protestnega gibanja, predsednik študentske zveze Univerze v Čilu, Gabriel Borič. Najprej pa na kratko umestimo dogodke. Konec aprila 2011 se je zganila Konfederacija čilenskih študentov in sprožila val protestov, ki so potekali po vseh večjih mestih v državi. Študentje so zahtevali reformo izobraževalnega sistema, ki je bil osnovan že v času vojaške diktature Augusta Pinocheja. Pinochejevo izobraževalno politiko jedrnato povzema zapis v ustavi iz leta 1988, ki pravi, da so starši odgovorni za izobrazbo svojih otrok in ne država. Študentje so zahtevali predvsem, da bi država v večji meri financirala izobraževalni sistem. V Čilu namreč država financira približno 30% šolanja, medtem ko je preostali delež na plečih posameznikov. Brezplačno šolstvo naj bi financirala država, tako pa bi bilo dostopno tudi mladim z nižjimi prihodki. Gabriel Borič razlaga, zakaj je zahteva po brezplačnem šolstvu tako pomembna.
I study in the University of Chile, which is a state university, and we have to pay like $6,000 a year for studying, or $7,000, and we think and we argue that when you have to pay for your education, it only makes segregation in the society, because the people that have money, their families can afford it, but poor people can't. So they have to ask for credits to the banks, and it's like a complete circle that never ends. And here in Chile, most of the people doesn't have the opportunity to study. So that's why we are demanding free education, not only in university, but also in schools.
Atrévete, ponte rebelde, despiértate, que el sistema te miente, deja de temerle, que nadie va a detenerte, levántate, ponte fuerte, préndete, saca.
da se zaradi uvedbe brezplačnega visokošolskega študija ne cedita samo med in mleko, lahko ugotovimo iz lastnih slovenskih izkušenj. Saj ima država izjemno velik kader visoko izobraženih posameznikov, pojavlja pa se tudi problematika podaljševanja študija in zlorabe študentskega statusa. Borič trdi, da je takšne probleme možno rešiti z ustrezno regulacijo.
We have studied some situations here in America Latina, in Argentina, for example, that they have the same problem. But we think and we argue that that can be avoided by some regulations by the state. We have presented several investigations to the parliament, but they have not listened to us. We are aware that these changes cannot be done like from tomorrow, and it's a long process. But we really believe that justice in Chile, like justice for everyone and not only for the rich people, it depends on the quality and the access to education that they have. And the problem here in Chile is that poor people doesn't have even access to good education. That's why we're demanding free education. And the problem with the jobs, I think it has to be taken by the state integrating all the problems. You know, the state can regulate the careers that the universities give, and here in Chile it's just on the market. You know, if some career it's cheap to made by the university, they made it and they don't care if they don't have jobs. I think that if the state regulate that, we can approach to a solution.
Kakšen pa je sistem štipendiranja v Čilu in kje se na področju štipendiranja pojavljajo težave?
Yeah, scholarship, it's like the following. There are like public schools, but they depend on municipalities. They don't depend on the state. So if you live in a poor in a municipality that's like poor, you're going to go to a bad school, and that schools are only like the 30% of the total of the schools in Chile. There are other kind of school of schools that in which the parents, the fathers can put money to like improve the quality of the children, of the quality of education their children gets, and that means that the segregation in Chile is perfect, because you study with the people who can pay like, I don't know, $20, and then if you can pay $30, you're going to study just with people who can pay $30, and that like to very high amounts. And at the end, there are private schools that are only like the 6% of the schools in Chile, and there goes like all the rich people, and those rich people are the ones that actually govern the country. So it's like a very endogamic problem here that we have with education in Chile.
Čile ima 59 univerz, izmed katerih je 25 državnih, in od države tako prejemajo denarna sredstva. Preostalih 34 pa je zasebnih, država pa jih ne financira. O razlikah med javnimi in privatnimi univerzami v Čilu govori Borič.
There are not much today, because the public universities have been pushed to finance themselves with high fees, and they have to make like deals with the market in order to finance the studies. So the main difference nowadays, or the like the only difference that remains, is that the public universities are like, they have a tradition very embraced in the country, so they have a better quality of education and they have better teachers. But nowadays private universities are like paying more to professors, to teachers, and they are like imparting careers that only you can get profit from them. So we have the problem nowadays that we don't have artists, we don't have philosophy, we don't have like teachers, you know, because although they are not worth it to the market, and that's what the public universities are still doing. But that's not gonna last if the state doesn't do something about it.
Kakšen je politični vpliv na učne vsebine in potek študija?
Politicians and the government, we nowadays we have like a right-wing government, and they say they care about the problems that we are like we're demanding, but actually the initiatives that they have done in education are just like in the other way of what we intend to do. They have like privatized more the education. It's like today is more expensive than it was 2 years ago, and like we have a political system in Chile that it's very unpopular. Unpopular with that, I mean that like the actual representation of the people is like 30%. Nobody's like in the last elections, only like 35% of the people went to vote to the elections. So here we have the problem that people don't believe anymore in the traditional politicians, and new like new forces are emerging within the movement.
Usredotočimo se še na samo študentsko protestno gibanje, ki ima izjemno veliko podporo med študentimi samimi. Pod vodstvom predstavnikov študentskih organizacij Camille Vallejo, Georgea Jacksona, Noam Titlemana in našega sogovornika Gabriela Borčiča so študenti protestirali na številne načine z zanimivimi metodami, govori Borčič.
We have been doing like a lot of different things. We have of course like the classical marches. It's okay, like the word marches, like walking through the street. I don't know. We have more protest, but we also have been doing some other things like occupying some public or some important places here in Chile. We have done like manifestations with some topics. For example, we made a big dance with thousands of people with the Thriller of Michael Jackson, like representing that only zombies could study in this system. We have made like some people run across the parliament for 1,800 hours with non-stopping, and with a black flag that says free education for all of us. We have made a big flag that we have like put it in the Congress. We have intervened in the TV programs. We have like done, you know, a lot of things. If you want to, I can send you some videos of what we have done here in Chile. But it's really amazing how people participate, and how people that before the movement had never been interested in politics now are organizing, and now are like playing an important role in all the protests.
Kako se je na proteste odzvala vlada?
First, they reacted with a lot of repression. They actually killed one student on 2011, and the main response was first indifference, second repression, and then when the movement started like to grow up, they had to like calm down, chill down, and they intended to dialogue, but we hadn't made to an agreement yet.
Kako pa se je odzvalo čilensko prebivalstvo? Ima študentsko protestno gibanje podporo tudi med ljudmi?
Yeah, there are like several opinion. I don't know how to say it. Opinion. Several pools that try to. They made a question: Do you support student movement? And the answer, it varies between 70 and 80% of approvement. And you know, nowadays when student leaders walk through the streets in any place of Chile, they're like, a lot of people stop us and say, like, we support you guys, please keep fighting because we don't have the money to pay our children. Please go ahead with this struggle. We know it's difficult, you know, and all that stuff. And in every single pool that it's been made today, actually, there was one. The support to the student movement is like really high, and the support to the government is really, really low. Actually, today is like in 30% of approval. The government.
Pomembno vlogo pri organizaciji protestnega gibanja imajo študentske organizacije po celi državi. Naš sogovornik je predsednik ene izmed njih, zato smo ga povprašali, kakšna je vloga študentskih organizacij in kdo jih financira.
We don't have financiation. We have student councils, like student federations. There are like some are bigger than others, and we have like a budget that it depends on the university and the activities that we make. But there's like no party or no people that are giving us money for what we're doing. So the main organization here is it's called CONFECH. That means like university. It means like the Confederation of Universitary Students of Chile, and it aggregates like all the federations of all democratic federations in Chile, not only in Santiago. And CONFECH is the organization that have organized like all the protests since 2011.
Od začetka množičnih protestov sta minili že 2 leti. Kaj se je v tem času sploh spremenilo in kakšne ugodnosti so se uspeli izbojevati študenti? Govori Borič.
There are like several things that have changed, mainly the culture or the way that people see education. We have like pushed the boundaries of debates in Chile. Now before the movement, nobody was talking about education, nobody was talking about inequality. The official speech, they said that like Chile is very good and we have like very good macroeconomic numbers, but nowadays everybody in Chile is discussing how big the inequality of our country is, how bad the quality of their education is, and how we can make it to improve. We have achieved some changes, but some like little changes in education. We won the rates of the interest in the student loans are like much lower than they were before 2011. We achieved that a university that was a big business. University of Sea, it was called Universidad del Mar. Now it's going to be closed because it was just a business. The owners of the education of the university didn't care at all about the quality of the education they were giving. And we have achieved also some improvements in democratic organization in the different universities, and not only universities but also schools that have been participating in this mobilization.
Protestna gibanja v tako velikem obsegu so od študentov terjala tudi veliko energije. Koliko energije pa še imajo študentje?
The 2011 where we had the biggest protest in like 30 years in Chile. So, and we went to a strike for like 7 months. So the year after, 2011-2012, it was difficult for us to maintain the same energy because we were really, really, really tired. And there were like a lot of problems in the organization, but either way, we could maintain the mobilization in 2012, and now in 2013, it's like coming up again. And we had, as I told you before, a big mobilization the last month, and we have big expectations on tomorrow. But we are really aware that this not only this is like going to the streets, it's not enough. We're not gonna like change the world just going out the streets. We have to fight the politicians in their field, and that's what we're doing in the elections on 2013 with all the social movements that have been born since 2011.
Boric je že omenil, da bodo danes po celotni državi potekali protesti, tako da gibanje še vedno živi. Pogovor z Boričem je bil posnet včeraj, zato naj vas podatek, da bodo protesti potekali jutri, ne zavede. Zaključuje Borič in opozarja še na zanimiv pojav med študentskimi voditelji.
Tomorrow is 8th of May. We're going to have a big protest here in not only in Santiago, which is the capital of Chile, but in all the regions of Chile. The last protest was on April 11th, and we had like just in Santiago like 120,000 people in the streets. So the movement is really alive. It has been 2 years since we started this, and today is a year of elections, and the politicians are not able to respond to our demand. So there's like a new phenomenon that a lot of student leaders are going to the Congress, are going to dispute in the elections, like to try to change it from inside and from outside the institutions.
Kolegom študentom iz Čila želimo uspešno izvedbo današnjih protestov. Gibanje v Čilu je spremljala Petra Ajdovec.
Globalization to a large extent is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how they rule. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
We traveled 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno opoldan.